line.
Hello. Yes, madam. This is technician back to you from eBay.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, you told me to call you back after 5 minutes.
Yes, can you hear me? I'm just about finishing my dress. So what do you need from me?
Sorry, I can't hear you properly, madam.
What do you need from me?
Like you told me that you want to cancel this purchase and you want your refund, right?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so that's why we are going to help you up to cancel that purchase and provide you back your refund.
Yes, so what do I need from you? Where do we start?
See, madam, for the cancellation purpose, what we need to do, we need to help you up to generate the cancellation ID, okay? It's a one-time cancellation ID. We need to help you up to generate it. So through that cancellation ID, we can just help you up to cancel that purchase and block that payment from your side, okay?
So you're going to refund money?
Yeah, we're going to refund that money after cancelling that purchase and after blocking that payment. For cancelling
Sorry? I'm just going to see if there's evidence of the purchase. What do you want me to do? Give you my bank details?
No, madam. We need to help you up to generate the cancellation ID. So through that cancellation ID, we can just help you up to cancel that purchase and block that payment from your side.
Right. So what do you want me to do?
You need to use your mobile phone right at the moment. You are using your mobile phone?
Yes.
So can you just put me on speaker with your mobile phone so I can just help you up to generate the cancellation ID?
Yeah, you're on speaker.
Yeah. And you told me that you are using an iPhone, right? So you need to open up your App Store. Open up your App Store.
Yeah.
And after opening up your App Store, you need to look at the bottom. At the bottom, can you see there's a white, like there's a magnifying glass? Can you see that?
Yes.
Tap on that magnifying glass.
Yeah.
And after giving a tap on that magnifying glass, okay, what you can see? Can you see the search bar comes up?
Yes.
Yes. Now in the search bar, type in over there, madam. Type eBay.
Australia?
No. Just type only eBay. Okay?
Yeah.
And after typing eBay, leave a space.
Yeah.
Then type any desk. ANYDESK. Any desk.
Yeah.
And after typing eBay any desk, what you can see?
Nothing.
Like you need to search it, madam. After typing that eBay any desk, you need to search
it. Is it a little red one with diamonds, two diamonds?
Yes, yes, yes. And just next to that, can you see there is an option which says gate?
Mm-hmm.
Give a tap on that gate.
Yeah.
And after giving a tap on gates, madam, you can see install.
Yeah.
Press on install.
Yeah.
So right now, is it installing?
Yes.
Just confirm me one thing. Apart from you, anyone else use this eBay account?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Because what happens, madam, whenever you go online and searching your internet or visit any kind of websites, at that point of time, there are lots of unwanted ads or links comes up on your screen. So maybe if you click on that unwanted ads or links, your information get compromised by those foreign unknown fraudsters. All right?
Yeah.
So you can see the installation is completed or it is still installing, madam? Are you there?
Yes, just a second. I'm just putting in my password. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, yeah, all done.
If you can see open, just press on open.
Yes, Open, yep.
Yeah, and after giving a press on open, madam, what you can see?
Yep. It says your address, and it says enter my address.
Yes, you can see your address, and can you see there is a 9-digit number over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is your one-time cancellation ID number, okay, madam? So you can just write down this ID number in a piece of paper, all right?
Yeah.
So have you write it down in a piece of paper?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, and after writing this down, madam, what you need to do, we need to activate this ID, okay, for the cancellation purpose, okay? So for activating this ID, for verifying this ID, can you just confirm me that ID?
Yeah, what ID, excuse me?
That cancellation ID which you have generated, okay? So can you just confirm me that ID so we can just verify it and generate, start the cancellation process?
Oh, the number that's written on the number
the
9-digit
number.
Yeah, so it's 8412-84802.
Okay, it's 8412-84802, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And just below that, madam, ID, what you can see over there.
Below it?
Yeah. You can see enter remote ID or enter remote address, right? Are you there?
Yeah.
Yes. So, madam, what I'm going to do, I'm going to activate this ID from our server, okay? So, whenever the ID got activated, madam, you will get to see the notification comes up on your screen. Beyond that page, you will get to see that notification in that screen, in that application. So whenever the ID got activated, you will get to see the security warning. So whenever you can see security warning, madam, what you need to do, you need to go to the bottom. At the bottom, you will get to see there are two options over there. I am aware about this risk that you are canceling your order. You are about, you need to select that option, and after that, press on accept. All right?
Yeah, okay.
Are you there, madam? I can't hear you properly.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
Speaking.
So whenever you can see, I am aware about this risk, you need to select that option, and after that, give a press on accept. All right?
Yeah.
Okay, now just hold on. Can you see anything comes up like security warning? Can you see security warning? Yeah, now look at the bottom, madam. Go to the bottom.
Yeah.
Call down. Can you see there is an option, I am aware about this risk? Can you see that option, I am aware about this risk? Select that option.
Yeah.
And can you see the option accept?
Yeah, I've done it.
And can you see once again the option accept, eBay secure server? Can you see accept once again?
Yeah.
Press on accept once again. And can you see, and what you can you see start broadcast?
This is eBay secure server. Would you
once again press on accept. Press on accept once again.
Yeah.
And now can you see there is an option which says start broadcast. Can you see start broadcast?
Yeah.
Tap on that start broadcast one time. Tap on that start broadcast one time. And don't touch anywhere after that, okay? And shortly you will get to see the timer is going on. So whenever you can see timer is going on, you just let me know. Okay, can you see the timer is going on, madam?
100%, yes, I can see everything.
Yes. So, madam, right at the moment, the cancellation process has been started. So, do one thing. Swipe up your screen from the bottom to top.
Yeah.
And open up your settings, madam. Open up your phone settings.
Yes. Yep.
Have you opened up your phone settings? And now just after opening up your phone settings, madam, just scroll down your page a little bit. You will get to see there is an option which says display and brightness. Can you see that option? Display
yeah.
and brightness.
Yeah.
And after giving a tap on that display and brightness, madam, once again scroll down your page a little bit. You will get to see the option like auto lock. If you can see the auto lock, tap on that auto lock. So we can just
yep.
start the cancellation process for 30 minutes, and you will get to see there is an option which says never.
Mm-hmm.
Tap on never. If you can see never, tap on never.
Yeah.
Okay. And now just go back to the previous page.
Yes.
Once again, just go back.
Yeah.
Go to the settings main page. And scroll up your page a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the top, go to the top, madam, where you can see your name is written over there.
Yeah.
We can just show you from where they are going to getting all of your information. So just look over there. Can you see your name is written over there?
Mm-hmm.
Give a tap on that name. And after giving a tap on your name, madam, you can see all of your informations are there, right?
That's correct.
Yes. So let me make you understand, madam. Whenever they are going to, whenever they are getting into your network, getting into your cell phone, at that point of time, through this, they are getting all of your information. All right? They are getting your name, your email address, your phone number, each and everything. All right? So you need to secure this thing from your side, all right?
Yeah.
So
okay.
Just look over there. I'm confirming you your name. Your name is it's Fraser, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Yes, and your email address is, madam, it's FraserMuellen@gmail.com. Is it correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. And now just look over there, madam. Can you see anything, any card has been added over there?
Yeah.
Like payment and shipping.
Yes.
And over there, can you see
yes.
the card has been added? So give a tap on that card.
Yes.
And after giving a tap on that card, madam, what you can see?
Music purchased in iTunes or added from your computer will appear here.
No, not that one. Go back. Just go back to the previous page once again.
Yep.
Yes. So, madam, let me make you understand. So, through this card, they are making these purchases for $299. Okay? You can see that in your payment and shipping options, their Visa card has been added for $299. They are making this purchase through this card. Okay? So what
mm-hmm.
we need to do, madam, we need to simply cancel that charge and we need to provide you back your refund. But before that, madam,
yeah.
that's because the charge has been made for $299. Okay?
Yeah.
So you need to check your statement that any money has been debited by the name of eBay or not. If you can see
yeah,
an unauthorized transaction by the name of eBay, just let me know. I will help you up to cancel that transaction and provide you back your refund. All right?
Oh.
Like, how do you check your statement? Do you check your statement through online, madam?
Yeah, I do it through the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check it by your site. And just let me know if you can see any unauthorized transaction. All right? Have you checked it, madam?
Yeah, just stay with me. I'm just gonna log in.
All right, take your time.
Oh, come on. Sorry, mate.
If you're facing any kind of problem, you can just ask me, madam.
Yeah, it's just my...
All right. If it is fine, just do it by your side, madam. And when it is logging, just let me know that if you can see any unauthorized transaction or not. Because maybe it's in a pending transaction, so that's why. Check it properly.
I'm not receiving a code for my banking at the moment.
Check it properly, madam. Check your text message if you receive any code from there.
Okay, about to log in 1 minute.
All right, take your time.
Okay, done. So I'm just looking at my transaction history now.
Yes, log into your account where you can see your all the accounts over there, okay? Where you can see all of your...
Last 30 days, just the last 7 days.
Yes, you can just check it last 7 days.
Oh.
And check all of your accounts, madam, okay? Like where you can see all the accounts over there.
Yeah, it says miscellaneous debt, $216.
Check all the accounts, madam. And confirm me one thing, madam. Apart from this bank, do you deal with any other bank?
Yeah, I've just opened a new bank account.
So if you deal with any other bank, madam, you can just check that one also. Because you can understand those fraudsters are inside in your network right at the moment. So they can just easily access all of your banking details from their side. So just check it from your side, the another bank also, if you can see any unauthorized transaction or not. So have you checked it properly, madam?
Yeah, it's just a little distorted, the actual.
Okay, apart from this bank, madam, do you deal with any other bank? You can just check that one also.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, just check that one also. You can just log out from this and just check that one also.
Yeah, there's also some other... There is some...
Maybe if you can't see that transaction, maybe it's in a pending transaction right at the moment, madam. So that's why maybe it is not showing you up in your account right at the moment. So do one thing, madam. Log out from this bank because it is not safe and secure. So just log out from it.
Yes.
And now, just do one thing. Apart from that, this bank, you deal with that other bank, right? So you just log into that bank and just check that other bank also. If you can see any unauthorized transaction or not.
With my other bank, I was just going to phone them today and find out the password so I can register because it's a new account.
You don't deal with the online banking with this bank?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so just log into that bank and just check.
Okay.
Have you done it, madam?
Do you want to just like, do you want to move my stuff or something? Sorry, this is really important.
All right. Take your time.
No, I'm just trying to get out from here. That's all really.
Yeah, take your time. No worries. Have you done it, madam? Have you checked it, madam?
Pardon? No, you should grab my things and help me. This is important. I'm trying to get, you know, I don't have that much, but things have been going on with my money and stuff. That's to be so rude. Sorry about this room and stuff.
Have you done it, madam?
Almost there.
Okay.
Almost there.
Sorry?
Almost there.
Okay, no problem. When you've just done this, let me know, madam.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm holding this line for you.
Okay, so this one here.
Have you checked it, madam?
Yeah, this one's fine. This one, from what I can see.
All right. You just check your accounts, all the accounts, madam. Where you can see the accounts, all the accounts, and all the balance over there. Like, confirm me one thing. Did you, like, you are using a, like, web browser or you are using an application, madam?
I use a web browser.
You don't have any application, a banking application in your cell phone?
What do you mean?
Like, your banking application. You don't have your banking application in your cell phone?
No, just give me 2 seconds. Sorry, what was your name?
Yeah, my name is Alan. I told you before,
Alan.
My name is Alan. It's Alan DeCosta. You can just write it on my job ID number.
Yeah, do you want to just hold the line for a couple of minutes? I've just got to get my bag downstairs. My friend's getting really frustrated. I've got things to do, so just hold the line.
All right. I'm holding this line for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
No problem, I'll take your time.
I'm so sorry, thank you. Do you have like an appointment or something to get through or? Never mind, I'm getting out. I don't really know.
Sorry, are you talking to me?
No.
I'm here, madam.
Hey.
You just check your accounts, madam. Have you checked your accounts?
Hi. Oh, I was going to grab
my table anyway. I had to get the...
How are you,
Dad? Yes, madam, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, so it's very hard to kind of just look on my screen at the moment. I'm at a friend's house and they need to do some things over.
Sorry, I didn't get you, madam.
I gotta head out of the door.
Like you are going outside? Like, where are you going back?
Yeah. I'm just gonna be going into town.
Sorry, I didn't get you.
I'll just be going into town, so are you able to call me back, please?
So, when will I call you back, madam?
Can we say 11 o'clock?
11 o'clock, all right. Madam, can you just confirm me, as because we can see in your server, like in our server, the charge has been made already for $299, and it is showing like you do deals with the three banks, right? It's one is NAB, the another one is Combank, and the another one is Greater South Australian Bank, right? Greater Bank.
No, that's not my bank.
Like you do deals with the Combank?
No.
You don't deals with the Combank, right?
I do have an account, but I don't normally use them, no.
All right. Like you are, okay, no worries. And you do deals with the NAB, right?
Yes, that's right.
All right. Okay, no worries, madam. So, like, if I call you back after 11 o'clock, it will okay for you?
Yeah, I'll make sure my phone's charged. I'm in a quiet place.
All right, because madam, you can understand the purchase has been made already, and we need to cancel it out, okay, because we are in the middle of the cancellation process. So, I will call you back after 11 o'clock, all right?
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll make sure I'm available.
All right.
Thanks for that. I appreciate that.
All right, no worries, madam.
Bye.
I will call you back after 11 o'clock. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, madam.